Oh, to be kids again, right, Mosaic? Oh. How many of you, like me, would just welcome the opportunity where you don't even have to think about paying bills, right? Somebody else pays them. It's just, yeah, they're taken care of. Yeah, just get to wake up in the morning and, like, I'm just going to go play. Oh, man, that's what I miss. But, you know, the reality is I probably just worry too much about finances and all that stuff, right? I mean, all of us, you know, we get older and we want to control things. We want to know exactly how it's all going to turn out. And some of us right now, some of us this morning, like, we're in a real toil, right? Because there's just too many unknowns about the future. There's too many unknowns. How is this situation going to play out? How is that situation going to play out? I was talking with Tori this morning, and Tori's facing some questions looking into the future, kind of about retirement. And, you know, he said, every financial planner tells you, well, I can tell you exactly how you should plan for your financial future if you can tell me the day you're going to die. If only we knew that, right? There's just so many unknowns before us. Mosaic, our desire, our hope for you is that this could be a place where you could come together with other people, and that we truly could, like children, come before a Heavenly Father who is present with us, who is simply extending His presence each and every day, that we would learn how to live within that presence, that we would learn how to receive the peace that God so wants to extend to us, that we would engage in practicing things that would actually help us receive that peace. If you come to Mosaic long enough, if you interact with this family long enough, we talk about these practices and practicing things that we believe ultimately shape us into being God's people for the world. And we focus so much more on practicing things rather than getting all of the right answers correct, right? Rather than getting all of the doctrine right, rather than getting all of the dogma and groupthink right, as important as maybe asking those questions is and thinking through those things, ultimately getting that right isn't what brings us peace. In fact, generally, if that's what we make the end goal, we find peace within us just getting more and more disturbed, right? We want answers, and answers don't come. We can't just look for, like, the hype that a crowd can bring, right? Ultimately, that hype doesn't sustain us, but it's practices. It's practicing a way of life together. And so, Mosaic, we are in this season right now where we're simply asking all of us, myself included, are we willing to step into becoming a community practicing rhythms of grace? I'll get to that in just a little bit. If you were with us last week, we talked some about this. What is the language? What is the heartbeat of who we're becoming as a church? Because we're 7 years old now, we've been through a lot of transition, and we're entering a season now saying, what is it that God is calling us to focus on? What is He calling us to step into? And those are the questions that we're asking. But we very much want to, as we saw these kids up front here with us, and we hear those words of Jesus saying, look, if you want to interact with my kingdom, if you want to be a part of what I'm doing in the world, then you need to take the posture of one of these children. There's a bishop and a theologian in the Eastern Orthodox Church. His name is Callistos Ware, and you'll see a quote up here on the screen from Callistos. It is not the task of Christianity to provide easy answers to every question. So let's just stop and pause there for a minute. What question just lingers with you right now? What question, and you don't have an answer for it, and it disturbs just who you are at the deepest part of you? Is it a question about just a difficulty that you're facing, and how long is this going to be here? How long am I going to have to deal with this? Why won't this go away? I'm trying so hard, and it just won't go away. Is it a question about something in your future, maybe financially, or someone that you love, and you're watching them struggle and you just want to know that it's going to be okay, but the answer isn't there. What is the question that lingers with you? And if you let it, it just kind of, everything kind of filters through that question. And it's hard to feel like you're even whole in any kind of way. Okay, if you have that question before you, let's go back to this quote. It is not the task of Christianity to provide easy answers to every question, but to make us progressively aware of a mystery. God is not so much the object of our knowledge as the cause of our wonder. And so I wonder, how can we become like children as you have that lingering question? What could happen? Maybe something could happen that goes way beyond than you could even predict. Maybe something's going to happen that this question in you that just kind of eats you up, it's actually going to form something in you and make you such an incredibly strong, different person than you are today. It's going to transform your life. Maybe this question is going to lead you to an awareness that God is present with you through each and every step that you take, right? Just like children kind of live with this sense of wonder and awe at the world, right? They're continually discovering things. They're continually learning. They're continually just kind of like, wow. That's what we want to embody here as a community. That we would be that kind of community. God, you are with us. And you instill in us a sense of wonder and awe that we can keep taking steps forward. And rather than feeling like we're pulled in all kinds of different directions because of the questions that we're wrestling with, God, we actually sense that you're somehow putting us back together. That you're teaching us together how to experience wholeness. That we would become like children with that sense of wonder and awe. Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. In Mosaic, as we continue to move forward together, my hope is that this morning you would allow yourself like a child to be filled with a sense of wonder and awe, that as we gather as a community, the presence of God is here with us, and that God is blessing us as a community, and God is blessing us as individuals, and he's putting us back together in ways that we can't explain, in ways that we don't have all the answers for, but we're simply going to learn to trust it and receive it. And then there's certain things that we can practice together moving forward. And the more that we practice these things together, the more that we're going to experience this blessing, right? This reality of being put back together, made whole, not feeling like we're pulled in every kind of direction. At Mosaic, we desire our faith to be childlike in two ways. We desire to be filled with wonder and mystery, and especially at the beauty of God's grace. That you can come just as you are this morning, regardless of what you have done or haven't done, regardless of whatever amount of shame or guilt that you feel about anything that has happened in your past, whether it's recent past or long ago past, that you have the opportunity to show up this morning and God's grace meets you right there and says, "You have a place at this table here." Period. You have a place at this table here. You are welcome in what I'm doing in the world. Come and let the journey begin from there. Mosaic, one of the things that we've said as we move forward, to say yes to stepping into the Mosaic core, and here's what we're doing, is we are asking you to let us know by next Sunday. Are you willing to lean into our forward movement? And what we've been doing is we've been laying out for you kind of what we, the directional team, would call, here's the first word that we're putting out for you. Now, because the reality is, as much as we talk about church being a family, unfortunately, this is what often happens. I've experienced it, and maybe some of you have experienced it. We talk about church being a family, and we start there, but as soon as you say yes to this family, instead of feeling like a family member, you start feeling like an employee and someone who has like a to-do list in front of them, right? That can so easily happen, and a lot of us have been burned in those kind of environments. Is this a family, or am I just kind of a peg in the hold, like making sure the machine works? We want to avoid that at all costs here at Mosaic. And so we're tossing out the first word to you and saying, here's what we're asking us as a family to embody. So we're starting the movement by throwing this out here, but ultimately we want to invite you onto the path of discovery with us. The discovery of what God wants to do in us as a community. The discovery of how God not only wants to change your life, but change the life of the person sitting next to you and the person three rows behind you. And maybe you're going to find that the person five rows in front of you or five rows behind you, sometime in the near future, you're going to discover that, oh my goodness, my story is going to get connected with this person's story. And although we have nothing kind of that we know about each other right now, we're going to discover that somehow God is going to do something special, right? So we're just throwing out the first word, and we're asking you to join the movement. So what we're saying is this. We are, Mosaic, we are a community following Jesus and practicing rhythms of grace, right? We've talked about these rhythms that we practice together, the first one being rest. Resting is simply a way of caring for yourself so that you can actually experience wholeness, so that your life can be a conduit of grace toward others. Your life can never be a conduit of grace to others if you're not dealing with what's going on in here. If you're not regularly resting and saying, I just need to stop. I don't need to solve the world today. I don't need to fix the world today. If anything, I need to be fixed. I need to be healed. I need to be put back together. So resting in God's grace, his care, one of the first things that we're practicing together. And then out of our rest, we talk about one of our rhythms being listening. Because all too often, we have this idol of impact, right? We're going to go out and change the world. We're going to change our neighborhood. I'm going to change my family. I'm going to change this. I'm going to transform this. And we start doing things before we've even listened to what God actually wants us to do. And the problem is when we start getting into fix-it mode before we've actually rested and listened to what God has to say to us, we start doing things that just get in the way. And we start making a bunch of noise, and it's like, well, has God even called us to be about that, to do these things? And so listening from our rest. We said one of our practices then as we listen is sharing tables together, right? That actually sharing tables, even with people who think differently than us, that is radical for our world today. That we would actually share tables with people who think different than us and lean into listening to each other and maybe opening up a space where God can teach people around that table ultimately what he wants to do. Because as I gather around a table with people different from me, if I truly compassionately listen to what they have to say, I might better understand how I'm called to love that person and to come alongside that person rather than fix that person or control the situation. And maybe then we find people leaning into doing the same thing for us. From there, we move into blessing, and we move into celebrating all the work that God does. So guys, we are a community practicing these rhythms of grace. We said that we exist. We exist to come together as a people unencumbered by the cultural and religious expectations of our time, right? We don't have to fit a mold. We don't have to fit a religious mold of what institutional church looks like, of what we think kind of we should be doing. We don't have to fit a cultural mode that says, hey, entertain me, treat me like a consumer. Come on, if you do the right things, then people will come, right? We're not worried about hype. We're not worried about fitting a mold. But instead, we're going to free ourselves up to truly receive and extend the grace of God together. That's why we exist. We said we hope to cultivate safe spaces within our church family, our neighborhoods, and our shared networks where people can lean into each other's stories and experience the restoration of Jesus together. that we would create safe spaces where people can lean into each other's stories. Listen, what's going on in your life? Here's what's going on in my life. Here's things that we're wrestling with. Here's the questions that maybe are lingering over us, and we're kind of searching for answers, but as a result, we're being pulled in all kinds of different directions. But instead, let's encourage each other to kind of, let's lay aside the answers that we seek, and let's just grab onto the mystery and the awe that God's presence is with us, leading us into places that might be very different than we'd imagined, but we find them to be very amazing. In Mosaic, we said, as we go, we will listen, learn, and recognize what God's Spirit is doing among us, living out our shared and individual callings one step at a time. That as we're living out these callings, that we have the opportunity to share with one another, here's some of the things that I'm learning out in the neighborhood. Here's some things that I'm discovering. Here's how I think we as a church might be able to step in and meet this need, right? That we could share these things together, that it's a communal work that we're doing. It's not just us as a church saying, hey, Mosaic, here's what we're going to do this next weekend. Come and join us. We need this many volunteers. We need you to sign up for this amount of stuff. We want to move away from that kind of mentality and instead communally discover, how can we work together through all the nooks and crannies of Lincoln, blessing people, celebrating the ongoing transformation that God is doing in people's lives, inviting other people into the rest of God with us. This is what we want to be about. Jesus in Matthew chapter 11, we've shared these words before, verses 28 through 30. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Mosaic, Jesus desires you to have rest in your soul. Jesus does not want you to feel pulled in every direction. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So Mosaic, as we wrap up this morning, I want to invite the worship team back up here, and as they come forward, I want to ask you, would you consider leaning into this movement with us? And I realize for some of us it might be, well, okay, but give me more answers. Give me more answers. Like, what do I need to do? Again, we're trying to avoid that. We don't want to give you a to-do list. We want to invite you into a heartbeat. We want to ask you, would you commit yourself to leaning into becoming part of this community, practicing these rhythms of grace that Jesus modeled for us? Resting, listening, sharing tables, blessing others, celebrating God's transformation happening all around us. Are you open to stepping into that? If you are, would you, even right now, you can pull out your smartphone. You can go to mosaiclincoln.com/core. Right there. Take a picture of that if you need to. You can do it right now. If you don't want to do it right now, take a picture of it. We're asking you, would you by next Sunday, would you simply just go there and just, there's a few fields that you can fill out. Just fill those out and let us know. And here's what we're doing then. We're gonna invite people who say, yeah, I'll lean into this with a yes. We want to then begin to invite you into an ongoing discussion that we will strategically have in various ways together about what it means to be the people of God here at Mosaic. Now, here's the deal. We're not going off to the races, Mosaic. We're not going off to the races. We're not afraid to go slow. We're not afraid to really deal with things kind of deep, right? Under the surface, and it takes time. So we want to create spaces of discussion and interaction with people who say, yeah, I want to lean into this movement. Let us know, and we'll begin to let you know how over the coming months we'll begin to create these spaces of discussion, interaction together, and further stepping into the movement that God has for us, like children, right? Like children. Who are just open and saying, yeah, God, show us what you're going to do. We'll be a part of it. You want to invite us on the playground? We're here. We're ready to go. But Mosaic, when we gather here, one of the reasons that we gather here each and every Sunday morning is we want this to be a place of rest for you. We desire that this be a place where you can be reminded at the deepest parts of who you are that God desires wholeness for you, that he wants to set you free from feeling pulled in every direction, that he wants to set you free from just kind of the enslavement that that brings. And somehow, as Jesus, even when he was with his disciples, the night before he was crucified, he took bread and he broke it, and he said, this bread is my body broken for you. Take, eat. And he poured a cup at the end of the meal, and he said, this cup represents the new covenant in my blood, which is for you. Take and drink. Because even long before Jesus, the prophets of Israel had talked about, not only is God going to do something in Israel, but he's going to do something throughout all humanity, where he's going to take their hearts of stone that have forgotten how to beat, that have forgotten how to trust, that have forgotten how to experience wholeness. And he's going to take those hearts of stone and he's going to create a heart of flesh that beats again and that can receive from God. So that's the new covenant the prophets talked about, that your heart can be made flesh again. Rather than feeling cold and turned off to the world and guarded and protected and fearful, that your heart can be made soft and fleshy and receive the grace of God. So we want to invite you forward to come to these tables as a way of simply saying, yes, yes, Jesus, I receive this. I receive this with open hands. Thank you for inviting me into the work that you're doing in the world. And much like a child, I receive it. I receive it. I receive that blessing. I receive that rescue. I receive what you have for me. And I'm going to go and now allow my life to be a conduit of grace for others. Would you pray with me? God, I ask that you would bring a healing to each and every person who is here this morning as they come forward. God, as we wrestle, as we struggle, as we feel pulled in all different kinds of directions, would you meet us in that place and bring about the new thing that you want to accomplish in our lives? Maybe for some of us, we might feel an instant sense of being put back together. But maybe for some of us, this is just another step in a long journey of trusting you. And God, maybe that wholeness that you want to bring will just be a long journey forward. Whatever it is, our hands are open, our hearts are open. We come to you like children with a sense of awe and wonder. And we say thank you. We pray this in your name. Amen.